Orpik fired it up the wall. Knocked down by Stewart. Helm to Hudler with a backhand. Scores off of Fleury and into the net. And the Red Wings take the lead.
A great play at the blue line led to Yuri Hudler's game winner early in the third period, and the Red Wings nip Pittsburgh 2-1 to capture Game 4 of the Stanley Cup Final. Ken Cal, the call on WXYT in Detroit, as the victory gave the Wings a commanding 3-1 series lead. Back to the Joe for Game 5, and the Penguins made a statement in the first period with Marian Hossa's 11th of the playoffs, coupled with a fluke goal.
Talbot takes a hit, gets it to Hall in the left corner, bumped by Bronson. Hall drives to the net, loose puck, put it in his own net! Grunwald shot it right into his own net. He was trying to clear it from in front, and he fired it high into his own net, and Pittsburgh leads 2-0.
Sam Rosen, the call right here on NHL Radio's Nicholas Cronwall's attempted clearance. Nick, the skate of Adam Hall, went top shelf into his own net to give the Pens a 2-0 lead. But Detroit wasn't ready to concede on home ice. Darren Helm pulled the goal back in the second, and Pavel Datsyuk erased the deficit in the third before Brian Rafalski pushed the Wings in front into the final minute with the Penguins' season fading fast. Marc-Andre Fleury on the bench in favor of the extra attacker, and the pressure on Chris Osgood paid dividends.
Malkin shoots it down in behind the net. 43 to go. After it, Malkin's got it. Centered it for Hossa. Intercepted by Franzen, but not out. Crosby to the near corner, Hossa, shooter, save made, rebound, Talbot, hey, Shelton scores, Max Talbot, the Penguins have tied it at 3.
Mike Lang, the call on the Penguins Hockey Network, as Maxime Talbot did something that had only happened once before in Stanley Cup final history. He helped his team avoid elimination with a goal in the final minute of regulation. So tied at 3, the game headed for overtime, and it was time for the Flower to grab the attention and the puck.
Zadorov backhands it behind the net, taken away by Cleary. Centers to Rafalski, into the middle, shot saved by Fleury, rebound, save! Oh. Fleury with two big saves to keep the Penguins alive.
Sam Rosen again, as Marc-Andre Fleury sparkled in the extra sessions, making 24 of his 55 saves, and it all paid off in triple overtime.
Whitney with a puck. Cross rake over to Sikora. Penguins trying to win here and go back to Pittsburgh. Save it to Sikora. Slapper. Missed the net. Comes back in behind the goal. Malkin over to Sikora. Wrist shot. Score! The Penguins have won it! Peter Sikora scores, and the Penguins win in overtime! Oh, ladies and gentlemen, Elvis has just left the building.
Mike Lang again, as Peter Sikora ended the fifth longest game in finals history with his goal at 49-57 of overtime. And the 4-3 finals sent the series back to the Steel City for Game 6. But the Red Wings were determined not to return to Detroit empty-handed.
Brad Stewart, right side in the Detroit zone. Left side to Cronwall. Right side, Samuelson. Across the Pittsburgh line. He shoots. Saved by Fleury. Rebound. Score! Valtteri Filppula! With a backhander that went past Marc-Andre Fleury.
Sam Rosen on NHL Radio's Valtteri Filppula made it 2-0. Detroit never trailed in Game 6. And when all was said and done, the Wings were Stanley Cup champions. Radio announcer Ken Cal was sidelined with laryngitis, but fill-in Ken Daniels brought him back for the final call on WXYT in Detroit.
15 seconds to go. Datsyuk tripped. And Ken Cal bring us home for the Stanley Cup with 10 seconds left.
Gonchar flips it over the line. Lidstrom fires it out to center ice. 5 seconds to go. Gonchar to Malkin over the Detroit line. Pushes it forward. Backhand try. Oh, it's got the save! And the rebound slipped right through the goal mouth. Time will run out. And the Detroit Red Wings are the 2008 Stanley Cup champions.
I'm Joe Tolleson for NHL Radio.